Today, we are going to break down the most popular strategies men use to try and make a woman fall in love. And by the end, I am going to give you the specific nuances, the real tactical stuff that you can apply as early as tomorrow morning. First up, let's look at the first erroneous strategy, which is the pickup artist's toolkit. At first glance, it seems like these guys are working some kind of magic because you see girls smiling, getting flustered, and letting themselves be led away to a secluded spot. Why does that happen? Well, an experienced pickup artist really does know how to trigger emotions in a woman right here, right now, in the moment. They use all these roof-blowing techniques, the push-pull dynamics, and various scripted openers. These simple tricks are enough to kickstart the chemical reactions in her brain. I have mentioned the studies before that show the effectiveness of these tricks, specifically push-pull. You give her a spike of bright emotion, you make her feel good, and then you pull away. Hunger sets in. The moment you distance yourself, her dopamine and oxytocin shoot up, and she goes to the next date with a massive desire to see you. The problem arises a little later, when the relationship turns into something more complex than just walking in the park or hooking up at night. How is that magical push-pull going to work in the long term, when you are already living together, or at least seeing each other regularly? The effect of this scheme depends entirely on a million nuances, and standard pickup theory does not explain how a woman's biochemistry changes based on the details and circumstances, which actually have the decisive impact. For example, let's say you go away on a business trip for a week, and she knows about it beforehand. Does that lead to a dopamine spike or not? Or let's say you guys had a fight and you stopped texting her. Does that raise her hormonal profile or not? Or imagine you just disappear out of the blue without a word. Will that trigger intrigue and heighten interest? Or will it just lead to confusion? Pickup artists don't understand these nuances. They operate on the principle of just do X and you will get Y. In long-term relationships, this creates absurd situations. What is a man supposed to do when he has a wife and a small kid and suddenly a conflict starts? The wife starts acting disrespectful, yelling, setting conditions. There are no clear instructions in the pickup manual for this. Just like there is no typology of women in their system, you picked a wife that you wanted the most, but she starts getting sassy, so you think, I didn't pass her shit test. I need to urgently raise my rank. But at that moment, the woman is more likely to tell you to get the hell out of there with your ranks, your tests, and your pickup games. So the man is left with two choices, either submit to the woman or go back to the streets to use his openers on girls who can still be impressed by them. And the more a man practices in that mode, the less motivation he has to learn real skills for the long haul. He is left grabbing whatever is lying around. And we already know the finale of that story. Absolute disappointment in family life, a fried dopamine system, depression, apathy, the end. Now, let's move on to the second erroneous strategy, which is the toolkit of the average Joe. The complete illiteracy of the average Joe leads to tragic consequences, but by a different path. This guy dives into the world of relationships without a dictionary or a map. He thinks every woman is a unicorn, that every relationship history is unique, and therefore there is no point in trying to strategize. So, his main strategy becomes total friendliness. He views women primitively. If she smiles, that is good. If she isn't smiling, that is bad. The love-struck average Joe takes every reaction from a woman at face value. If she is smiling, he thinks he is doing the right thing. But when she cries, screams, or fights, he thinks it is his mistake, and he needs to fix it immediately. If a problem pops up, this guy rushes to get advice from another woman. He actually believes that women understand other women best. And what does he get from this female advice? He gets an instruction manual on how to make her smile again. It sounds like, just do what she wants and you will be happy. So the woman realizes she has the option to smile and tell this guy, you want a little peace and quiet? Do what I say. The man, not understanding the female language, vaguely hears something about happiness, sees the smile, and thinks it is a sign of love and attachment. But in reality, he is forced to satisfy every single whim just for the hope of her favor. As you know, that hope is never going to be realized. Even the most convenient, comfortable man in the world eventually finds himself in a situation where the girl leaves for a more tempting option. Trying to create maximum comfort for a woman and then constantly raising that bar of pleasure is hard, expensive, and pointless. Even if you become absolutely unprincipled and completely dissolve yourself in her, that isn't what she wants. Ask any woman who she loved the most in her past. It will not be the guy who did the most for her. Usually, it is the exact opposite. Then we have strategy number three, the good man. His approach is noticeably different from the other two. In this strategy, relationships aren't entertainment or a chase for a high. They are a mission. His goal is to become a father, raise children with dignity, and make a good woman happy. Usually, this third path is taken by humble, moral people, often religious men or guys with strong traditional values. To some extent, this guy is protected from the blind chase for dopamine, because he usually possesses emotional self-control and is used to denying himself pleasures. Naturally, he looks for a woman who is similar. The problem for the moral, humble man is that, just like the others, he doesn't understand the female language or the principles of managing a woman's emotions. He navigates based on external signs: modest clothing, moderate behavior on dates, no extreme habits. Yes, of course, this increases the chances of a healthy relationship somewhat, but it is still a gamble, because lust and the craving for a dopamine high can be wrapped in a very decent wrapper and stay hidden for a long time. Often, the girl herself doesn't even know what problems she's going to provoke in family life later on. Just because she's quiet on a date doesn't mean anything. That external decency is just a hope for a positive outcome. And if that hope isn't justified, the man takes a painful hit that some guys take years to recover from. The only strategy capable of leading a man to stable, good relationships is complete understanding and absolute clarity of what is happening. It is when she sits there on a date and says, "It is very important to me that a man understands me, supports me, and doesn't trap me in a rigid cage. Because I had a sad experience with a very selfish and despotic man." And you translate that from female into English immediately. You hear, "I dumped my ex because I wanted to party and have fun. He was against it. And when I started fighting with him, he didn't listen to me." You need to know more than just how to attract a woman with a dozen scripted lines. You need to understand every nuance of the female language, every intonation that completely changes the meaning of a phrase. This requires extensive practice communicating with women. Now, let's talk about those nuances I promised. I want to answer some of the questions implied in what we have been discussing. Obviously, I can't cram everything into one session, but listen to this. Remember the business trip example? If you leave for a planned trip, meaning the separation is scheduled and she knew about it, the dopamine response will be weak or maybe non-existent. But if it is an unplanned separation, let's say you suddenly tell her, "Hey, I have to leave tomorrow," the potential response will be much higher because of the element of surprise. Pay attention to that nuance. In both cases, you are doing the exact same action, leaving for 10 or 14 days. But the hormonal response depends entirely on these seemingly insignificant details. Here's another question. When is the pull, the attraction, going to be strongest? This is obvious. It happens after bright, positive experiences or after a period of time where those impressions have accumulated. But the distancing or the pulling away must happen on a positive note. Exclusively. If you do it inappropriately, at the wrong time, clumsily, or unnaturally, the best case scenario is she gets confused. The worst case is she gets offended. And then you launch a completely different process, the process of a hidden conflict. That develops according to totally different laws. In that case, the woman doesn't get the dopamine and oxytocin hit immediately. If you fought, she wants to push you away. Her attraction only starts to grow after the feeling of loss sets in, and she starts to believe in the reality of that loss. The negative perception of the past has to fade into the background. That is when she starts to want you. When will that happen? It depends on the nuances of your history. In one case, it might take literally an hour. In another, several days. Sometimes, it takes months. So yes, you can make a woman fall in love through conflict. But that is such surgical work that without the accompanying knowledge, you will just break everything. You also need to understand the typology of women. With one type of woman, you can do a lot of nice things, romantic gestures, and it is fine. But even with her, you have to regulate it. You have to spot the moment when the stimulus for attraction starts to fade, when she starts taking it for granted or investing less. That is when you realize, aha, here is where I need to fragment the attention and increase the distance. There are other women who won't even be interested in you unless you reject them right at the start. She only hooks on to the guy who blows her off. Anyone who practices this knows exactly what I am talking about. The same applies to long-term relationships and family life. Here is a simple recipe. Men are going to do nice things for women anyway. But if you do it blindly, just doing it to do it, she will rejoice less and less. You will see the return on investment dropping. In the beginning, she was beaming over a single rose or a flower you made out of a napkin. Later on, you buy her something expensive and she is just like, "Thanks, honey," with zero emotion. This has to be regulated. After a clearly positive action from your side, it is important, maybe the next day, or sometimes even the same day, to increase the distance slightly. You do this to prevent that resistance, that tolerance, from building up, because that adaptation is inherent in every single one of us. I assume every viewer now understands that the nuances decide everything, and I have only just started explaining. Now imagine how many mistakes we would find in your habitual line of behavior. Most likely, your whole game is one big mistake. That is why it is not surprising that things haven't worked out for you. But here is the good news. You have the opportunity to fix everything. To do that, you need to study the full lecture. Make her addicted to you. I put everything I know into this system. This is exclusive material, stuff I have never revealed anywhere else. This isn't just theory. This is the master key to controlling female hormones and fixing the errors we just analyzed. But honestly, you just have to want it. For real. Without pretending. The link to the material is right there, directly below this lecture.